Shoot, and I'm continuing what you said. I don't know myself, although we're talking discussing halacha now, it doesn't mean that anything that I'm saying now is halacha lemaise, but I'm just sharing with you some of Hilchas Chukas HaGoyim. We read in last week's parasha, both parashas, Achramois and Kedoshim, about Hukoyfer Meshalechu. You're not allowed to follow customs, non-Jewish customs. Now, it seems to be a bit of a these are the thoughts. The Rishonim don't expand too much about the definitions about following the non-Jewish customs is. Now we find the Sifra in Achramois says like that. And Rashi brings it on the spot. Says the Sifra. What did the pasuk leave out? Says Kemaseret Yisrael not asu. The pasuk goes into details exactly about. All about the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and all of a sudden the pasuk ends up saying, "You shouldn't follow the customs." What says the Sifra? What is the pasuk left out that is adding on that you shouldn't follow the customs? So says the Sifra, "V'halo kvar ne'emar le'imaseh b'chav ma'avir b'no u'bito ba'esh v'chover chever u'ma ta'amud lo yemaru b'chokriseh lo telechu shelo telechu b'nimusot shelahem b'dvarim ha'chakukim lahem kegon tutriot v'kakasahot v'esterot." Basically what the Sifra says that you shouldn't follow the customs in going to gathering places of the goyim. I don't know whether to take it as referring to football stadiums and to theaters and to all, but the Mefarshim on the Sifra say clearly mokim shel tzchok, places where the goyim spend their time, a person shouldn't be going there. And the Mefarshim brings it and both halacha this Sifra. And this is the source of the Issur of Hukoyfer Meshalechu. That means, apart from restricting us from following the path of Avodah Zarah, we're restricted also not to follow non-Jewish customs, even if it's not connected to Avodah Zarah. Just as a custom of non-Jews to behave that way, we shouldn't be following it. So again, the definition is quite, it's left to expand. I mean, we're not going to know exactly what's the definition. We're not going to stop wearing clothes because the goyim wear clothes. You're not going to stop doing certain things because the goyim wear. So where do we draw the line? So the Rambam brings, in his halachas, also lalechet b'chukas hagoyim ve'en tzerech lomar shelo lekstom v'lo lenachesh and אין הולכים בחוקות הגויים ולא מדמים להם לא במלבוש ולא בשיער וכיוצא בהם אלא יהיה ישראל מובדל מהם וידוע במלבושו ובשיער מעטיו כמו שהוא מובדל במדעו ובדעותיו. So Rambam says the person should not follow the way the goyim, shouldn't look like a goy, not במלבוש, and the way he dresses, לא בשיער, the way his hairstyle and anything which follows that. אלא יהיה ישראל, a Jew has to be separate, has to look different than the goyim, and in order not to mix with them. Now the Beis Yosef brings a Ma'arik. Ma'arik goes into details more. The Ma'arik Ulon brings that. I mean, he's answering a question in his shuvos, and he says a yisoid in chukas hagoy. He says the issue of chukas hagoy in two forms. One of them is the El Ne'esor Mishum Chok Ela Be'echad Mishnei Chalokim. Ha'echad Hu Adavar She'en Ta'am Inigla. He brings Rashi in Rashi in the Ramban and Parshas Kedoshim that define the way, what's a chok, what's the meaning of a chok. Yeah. So Rashi says, Gzeira Beloi Ta'am. You go a king who gives, says the tree, says a Gzeira, but doesn't give the reason why. According to Rashi, the Ramban understood that Rashi meant that there's no reason at all. Just the king wants to show his ruling. He says, give Zeirus. That's how the simple pshat in Rashi is. That's what Ramban understood. The Ramban says, no, there are reasons. Just the Melech didn't reveal those reasons. So whatever the case is, as far as we're concerned, we don't know the reason why we do it. That's the chok. So says the Ma'arik, when the Torah tells us not to follow the chukas hagoy, so it's talking about such an example that the goyim have no reason why they behave that way. I was thinking a lot about fashion, where the fashion is called, because following fashion is part of what the Ma'arik means. because it's got no logic. A lot of fashionable things have no logic to it. It's just someone decided somewhere along that this is the way they should dress. So I'm not going to now expand on that, but the Ma'ariv gives that as the first definition for Chukas HaGoy. Another definition for Chukas HaGoy, the Inyan HaSheni, another definition, he says, Asher Yesh Le'esor Mishum Chukas HaGoy, Lefi Anira Le'anius Daiti, Hu Adova Asher Shayach Bo Pirchas Derech Atznius Ve'anova. ונהגו בו הגויים גם זה אסור שדברים הללו דברי שחת וגאי בהם ולא באלה חלם חלק יעקב אלא דבר ישראל ודרכם להיות צנועים והנובים ישרת says the Ma'arik the certain things which is not only appreciated as sneers what we consider sneers means behaving modestly the goyim like showing all they have exposing all what they have and they go for the most it seems to be for the most expensive things. It's the opposite of another. He says the way of a Jew is to be modest. Even if he has, he doesn't show it. He says if a person follows the goyim and exposes all he has and goes away from derech hatznius, or he wears, he says, even loud clothes, yeah, in order to look like the goyim, that's also considered chukas goyim. So you've got the Ma'arik giving us a bit of a taste about what is of chukas goyim. The Darkei Moshe brings on the spot, the Ran. The Ran on the sugya, there was the sugya in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which discussed that there used to be an old custom, and it seems to be a Jewish custom, that they used to, when a king used to pass away, they used to take all his clothes and burn it, not let anyone use his clothes. So the Gemara discusses whether there's a problem of chukas goy or not. So says the Ran, וכות אברן, דלי עוצרה תוירה אלא חוק עבודה זורה או דבורים של הבל ובטולה וכולן יש בהם צורך עבודה זורה. Says the Ran, that the Torah offers a chok, something which is done by goyim, או דבורים של הבל ובטולה, which has no reason. Yeah? And he says, יש להם צורך עבודה זורה. The Ran is connecting chukas goy to עבודה זורה at the end of the day. Although the Ma'arik didn't connect it, when the Ma'arik is mashma, it's got nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. It's just the way the goyim behave. We don't want to be like the goyim. It causes to lead us up to Avodah Zarah if we behave like goyim. But the Ran says this custom has to be connected to some terech of frach. There's a nosach in the Ran which says frach Avodah Zarah. So I didn't see anybody pointing out the machloket between the Ran or not and the Ma'arik, but they all seem to say that if there is logic, if there's dvorim shel tam, if there's an idea why the goyim do it, it's not divrei hevel, it's not just something beloy tam, a chok, seems to be both from the Ma'arik and from the Ran that there's no restriction from chukasim lechem. That means if there's an idea behind it. So he says, since there's an idea that people shouldn't use what the king used to give importance to the king, so there's no chukas goy by burning, that's what the Ran discusses in that. There are many examples of things which a goyim do, which has logic to it, nothing to it, has some divrei tam. The Vilna Gaon brings that brings to argue with the Yishoyer, with the Ma'arik and the Ran. The Gaon of Vilna writes in Be'er Gro in Siman Kufa in Chel. He brings the Raya from the Gemara of Sanhedrin. I think you have to go to the Gemara of Sanhedrin. Gemara says like that: Mitzvah Sanerogi by Yometizin Esroisha Besais Hereg. How does Bezin fulfill the chiyuv of harigas hereg? How do they do it? So the Mishnah says the size. The Gemara brings a brisa, bringing machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. How do you carry out mitzvah hereg? Rabbi Yehuda holds, you use a kupit, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda im a nivulhu to just cut the head off. Basically, it's a nivul. Ela menichim esrei shal asadan v'koyses bekupit. Use a certain type of knife which doesn't cause so much nivul. If you use your imagination, I can't say. Chachamim argue and say, no, size is size. You literally don't have to support his head, nothing. Just literally do what the Torah tells you, size. Omar lehem Rav Yehuda lechachamim. Af ani yodea shemisa menuvelesi. Aval ma yaseh shalei omar atoilu b'chukisem esreichu. I mean, Chachomim were concerned about the nivul, so therefore they didn't want to do it with the kupi. So says Rabbi Yehuda, I'm also concerned about nivul, but what can I do that the goyim kill that way? And we mustn't follow the way the goyim behave. And since the goyim kill people in that way, so we cannot. We have to kill in a different way, even though it's called more nivul. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So how do Chachamim go over the problem of Chukos Seleh? They don't disagree to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan came and Dichtiv Saif Be'oraisa Lo Minayim Kai Gamrina. Since the Hereg Saif is brought in the Torah, means the Gemara brings the pasuk. Therefore, there's no Chukos Segoi. So says the Gaon. From here, you see the Chukos Segoi, even something which, even things which are reasonable, they've got logic behind it. Yeah. Still, if it's not for the fact that the Torah would have bought it, and we would have had that minhag before the Goyim did, we'd have the problem of Chukos HaGoy. What solves the problem of Chukos HaGoy, says the Gemara, according to Chachamim? The fact that the Torah, before the Goyim started behaving that way, the Torah told us this is the way we should be. Anything we follow the Torah, then the Goyim go and adapt from us, like most religions, which today, they adapt, take from the Jews a lot of customs. So since we were there before, we used to do it before, there's no problem of Chukos HaGoy, and the Gaon brings up the Halacha and says, this argues with the Ma'arik and the Ran, it's got nothing to do with things which are logical or non-logical, it's got to do whether we had that minhag before or not. If we had the minhag beforehand, and they're just following us, there's no Chukos, we don't have to change because of them. That's the Gaon's Yisod. And he brings up the Halacha and he says, Divrei Ran Tumuim, and the Ma'arik as well, and he leaves, that's why he's left by Halacha L'maisi, right? Now, the question is, it's connected to soon, to Shavuot, is the famous Gaon, which the Chayodim brings. Yeah, I must remind you, the Chayodim was the Mechutim of the Gaon. His daughter married, or his son married the Gaon's granddaughter. And he doesn't mention the Gaon, he mentions the Gaon a lot in Chayodim. And in Chochmas Adam, which is in Yeridea, he doesn't mention it. Kivat doesn't mention the Gaon. And on this Halacha, which we're going to say now, he mentions the Gaon. Why? Because he got a bit of criticism from people. People thought he had something against the Gaon, the way he was arguing in the Sefer. So he said, I'll show people not like that, and I will not call the Gaon in Chochmas Adam. That's in the Akdo of Chochmas Adam. And for this Halacha, he quotes the Gaon. The Gaon says, it says, the Gaon was against people putting plants and flowers, in a shul on Shavuos, which the Ramah, the source is the Ramah, in the Shavuos, right? That Simon he mentioned the minhag that he used to decorate the shul, Zirchel Simchas Matan Torah. Says the Gaon, since the Goyim, Achshav, that's nowadays, the Goyim, or Noyeg, to decorate the houses, decorate the worship places with trees and flowers, therefore we shouldn't be following Chukos HaGoy, and we shouldn't put these flowers and Shavuot in our shoes. Now the big question is, the Gaon, yeah, Ben the Ma'arik, even to the Ma'arik in the Ran, which has got Dvorim Shel Ta'am, there's no Chukos HaGoy, he has also Dvorim Shel Ta'am, so L'chorei there shouldn't be any restriction over putting flowers in. It's got a nice reason. There are more right, Zecher L'Simchas Matan Torah, and soon we're going to see even better reasons. But according to the Gaon, yeah, which the Gaon writes himself, that if we had a minhag before the Goyim took the minhag, there shouldn't be a problem of Chukos HaGoy. So how come the Gaon himself is the one who introduced the minhag not to put plants and flowers? I don't know what the minhag. I'm not coming to interfere with the minhag of the minhag of Mokum, but we, a lot of shoes do put flowers, but the Gaon is against it. So how does it go together with the shitta of the Gaon? Now, not only that, to prove that the minhag was much before the Goyim took it, is that there are a few reasons to why we put flowers in the shul. The Ramo brings a simple reason, Zechel Simchas Matan Torah, it doesn't expand on it. Zechel the Simcha of Matan Torah, apparently putting flowers called the Simcha. But the Levush, who was the Talmud of the Ramo, writes even more. He writes that it says, Gamaton Vavakara Liru El Mula Arau. It's Mashma Dar Sinai, in the desert, you must remember, in a desert, things don't grow in a desert, yeah? Yaakov Avinu had some plants before they took to Shlav Atarazim, they sell cedar trees for the Mishkan. There's nothing growing. And if they all of a sudden wound, Sonda Bakar Ali Huel Mula Ha'o, Smashma did the Hasinai, when the Torah came down in Hasinai, all of a sudden the mountains started bringing out grass, flowers, trees. So, says the Levush, he is a Makoy of the minhag, why we decorate the shoes on Shavuos. The Magen Avraham brings that the reason why we decorate is because Atzeres, it says the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, Ba'atzeres midonim al ha'teres einam. And in order to remind us, it's Yom Adin for the fruits, so therefore we put trees, we put plants, we put flowers, we put ilanos, yeah? I don't know why flowers, it should be trees, fruit trees. But that's the Magen Avraham brings that to the Kohen, in order to remind people it's Yom Adin, that they should daven for the fruits of the seer. By the way, there's a famous minhag of Bnei Yisrael, which writes that in Tu Bishvat a person should daven for good Esther, yeah? The Pele is, I never understand, I mean, when you look at the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, it says that all Tu Bishvat is Rosh Hashanah Leilona. It doesn't say Yom Adin. Why should that be a time to daven for good Esther? L'chore, to daven for good Esther should be in Shavuot. Because that says, it says, Ba'atzeres midoinim al peres ha'ilal. It's Yom Adin for the fruit. So that's why you should be davening for a good Esther on Shavuot. But you can daven on Yom Tov and Shabbos for your own private necessity, that's a different issue. But that should be the place, not on Rosh Hashanah and Tudishlat. But Cholof, Ben Yisrocha brings it, Ben Yisrocha brings the whole Nusach, Yerotzen to say on Tudishlat. Yeah? Now, I've seen it brought down, it goes so far back, this minhag of decorating Yeshua and Shavuot, it goes back to Achashverosh's day. The Targum Sheni brings, and I got it here written down, the Chido brings it, Umatati Lagon Azulai. Shekota Besef Bilti, it says, V'nagin Yishtoach HaSovin Yesemech Leminek Zeh. It says when Haman spoke to Achashverosh criticizing the Jews, he kept on saying all the funny customs and adding on to the Minhagim that we daven against the Malkus and we do actions and we shake a lulav to get rid of Achashverosh. All funny things he told Achashverosh. One of the things he said on Shavuos, what they do is, Mamidim, it says, in Shavuos they decorate the shoes with trees. It's both in Targum Sheni on the and Bachegel Aktav explains the Targum Sheni, it talks about Mamidim Sheshanim Vetapuchim, fruits and flowers on Rosh Hashanah on Shavuot. So it goes quite a way back. So to say that we took from the Goyim, it's difficult to say. So here the question is even stronger on the Goyim. The Minhag goes back quite a long way. So how come the Goyim went against this Minhag? The Maharsham, the Maharsham, argues with the Goyim and says, brings the Rivash. The Rivash was asked a similar question to the Marek and the Ran, similar idea. The Rivash was asked, there used to be a Minhag to go out, the Avelim used to go every day to the Beis HaChaim to visit the Mace every day during the Shiva. And apparently, the Rav of the place understood the following, the Chukas HaYishmaelim. Yeah? It's also proved that this Chukas HaYishmaelim is also by Yishmaelim, not only by Yivdei HaMei Dezor. He says, maybe they should stop this Minhag. So he wrote to his Rebbe, his Rebbe was the Rivash, he wrote to him, and he told him it should be Chukas HaGoy. So Rivash told him, don't worry about Chukas HaGoy. First of all, Chukas HaGoy is only things which have no idea, no time. Dvorim shel tam, things which have an idea behind it, there's no chukas ha'goy. Only thing which chuk, no reason why they do. But here, it's got somebody to connect yourself with the niftah and to go and visit. It's no chukas ha'goy. Similar to the Malik in the Ram. The Rivash says, anyhow, what are you interfering? You want machlokes, they have a minhag like that. You're looking for trouble, you barely got your job. Look after it. What are you questioning the minhag? The Rivash writes to Talmid like that. So just leave them. There's more important things to take care of. So we see, so the Baal Shem brings this Rivash as well, and he argues with the Gaon. He says, kind of the minute you should continue the minute to Vishtach HaSovim and Prochim and nice flowers on the Shavuot. Now, I saw a Moshe in the New Chelik, Yosef, the New Chelik, after the Ptira, yeah? Not Stam Sifteh, Sifteh, the Revot Bakeva, it's not Stam. They brought out the last Chelik of Yigos Moshe after Moshe was Nifteh. So the Shuvahs are not so clear there, and there he relates to the minhag of putting flowers, and the Moshe takes on like the Gaon, not to put flowers or trees on the shul on Shavuot night, and he brings the Gaon and he says all the rites of the Maharsham are not valid, and therefore we should continue since in their Chagah they bring trees and they behave that way, we shouldn't be following it. So Ramosha brings that halacha. The question is strong. Why then should be a problem with Chukas HaGoy if we had that minhag given beforehand? So I thought, and then I saw it clearly written, but anyway, there's no little physician, things are written as well, and I saw the Chochmah Sodom bring this answer himself. There might be a difference. There might be a difference between Chukas HaGoy, which originates connected to a Chag, or connected to the Avodah Zorah, to Chukas HaGoy, which is Divrei Hevel v'Shus, which has no reason at all, it's not connected to Avodah Zorah. The Rambam writes, and let's understand this idea. The Rambam writes, "V'lo yivne echalot," you should not build buildings like the Goyim build. And the Rambam doesn't understand what the Rambam means. You shouldn't be building like the Goyim build. Building of Avodah Zorah, the Rambam writes, you shouldn't build like the Goyim. If you want to build a shul, don't build it in the same shape or the same structure as the Goyim. That's what Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam. Now the question is, surely this Divrei Sultan, if the Goyim build so nice, it's got logic behind it. So you should be allowed to. So why is the Rambam saying it's also to build like that? It's nice. And not only that, the Bach writes clearly that it's only referring to Batei Avodah Zorah to copy. But if you're going to copy the courthouses or any other place of a Goyim and you want to build in that form, you got no problem of copying the Goyim. We see from here that there's a chiluk between Chukas HaGoy, which is connected to Avodah Zorah, to Chukas HaGoy, which is not connected to Avodah Zorah. Chukas HaGoy, which is not connected to Avodah Zorah, maybe that's what the Gaon means, that if we had that minhag beforehand, we can continue the minhag. But Chukas HaGoy, which the Goy adapted to their Avodah Zorah, we shouldn't follow. So that's why the Gaon comes along and says, brings a minhag, that since in their feast, in their Chag, Lehavdil, they bring trees and they decorate that way, that's connected to the Avodah Zorah. Something which has a connection to the Avodah Zorah, we mustn't follow Chukas HaGoy. But the Divrei Hevel, and then we have to change even though we had a minute beforehand. But something which is Divrei Hevel v'shtus, it's got no reason, it's not connected to the Avodah Zorah, then since we had before the minute, we've got no problem continuing with that minhag. Yeah? That's to understand a bit the why they go. And the truth is, the Tosfos writes that clearly. Tosfos asks a contradiction between the two sugyas, the sugya in Sanhedrin and in Avodah Zorah. In one place, the Gemara seems to say the reason why you're allowed to burn the clothes of the king after he dies is because ein ela chashivus. It's not chok, it's a chashivus. That means there's an idea behind it. And in another place, it brings what the Gaon brings. That there's a process, we had that cost, there's a process that we had that minhag even beforehand, there's a source to the fact that we burn. So he says that Tosfos brings a contradiction, and he says that's different, yeah? Here, the reason why, even if Divrei Tam helps, even though we don't have to change a minhag, we're so connected to Avodah Zorah. But something which is connected to Avodah Zorah, we have to change, although they adapted from us. Although they took from us, we have to change that. There's many questions which are connected to Chukas HaGoy. I saw a boy, she has a question on Thanksgiving Day in America, whether you can celebrate. He's got a question also on so much so, a boy, she has a question about Kiddushin. They have the five people have a minhag to exchange rings. So he's done there a few problems with it, whether it's Khalifi, whether it's not. One of the problems that he's done there was Chukas HaGoy, that the wife should give the husband a ring. I had a question is, why is it that shouldn't we be changing also? If the Goyim today all do Kiddushin with a ring, we should change and be Mekadosh with money, change in something which, why are we following the custom of the Goyim? So according to what we've said, since it's not connected to the Avodah Zorah, and it's Dvorim Shel Tam, you give a personal gift, a ring, not just money, then it's not Dvorim Shel Tam, and also it's a minhag which we've been doing before the Goyim, so we can continue with a minhag. One question I had, which is a bit political of it, there is a famous, if anybody happens to be in Israel, in Yom HaZikaron Chalalei Tzal, yeah? Remembrance Day for the soldiers and the servicemen who died in Eretz Yisrael, so they have the minhag at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day, they have a tfirah, it's called. They have a siren, and during that minute, people have to stand still and not do anything. And always you get the five people coming with cameras and filming the film is moving, not moving. The question is, can we do it? Can we stand on the Chalalei Chukas HaGoy here? This is Mamish Dvorim Veloy Tam. What time is there? Nachas Ruach to the Niftar is not to stand still and do nothing. That's the worst Nachas Ruach you can give. So this is a Hevel Veshtus. Here's got the actual definition of this. So if anything, you should take out the Tehillim. But if you do that, you'll have big problems. So it's a big, because it became a big commotion in Israel where the material should... Preferably you shouldn't be seen on the streets during that period, that time, with the siren goes on. But if not, should you stand or not stand? Now, there is a cooler to this, to stand, because of Chilul Hashem. The Chilulim don't understand if we won't stand. So the problem of Chilul Hashem, when we find the Heterim, the Shulchan Aruch, right, someone is Kov Lamachus, someone who is in the government, or is close to people in the government, and he has to go and meet them, or official people, so he can dress the Mangusha Goyim. Although we are restricted from dressing like the Goyim, he can dress. Why? Because it's because it's Pikuach Nefesh. Well, the first thing is, it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Since you're not doing it to look like them, you're just doing it in order to appease them and to be, they should listen to you, so there's no Chukas. So you can find a little cooler here, in order not to call the Chilul Hashem, to stand Sheva Al Taisa. And there's other questions about putting flowers on graves. Seems to be that we had a minute before. Yeah, about decorating the Leviah, the putting flowers and all that and all that. But the Choyah, the Poskim are done with you're allowed to a lot, and I think the advice says clearly you're not allowed to, and it's against people even planting seeds in the Beis HaChaim. It says it's all Chukas HaGoy, and it's, they think they're causing Nachas to the Goy, they're beautifying the cemetery, but we know that there's nothing about that, the Mace doesn't feel that, on the contrary. Yeah, it's like giving him, even after his death, some giving him Kavod Medume, he calls it in the Tshuva. So the Ambayt is against it, other places he says, no Chukas HaGoy, and you don't have to do that, there's no problem with Chukas HaGoy, because it's decorating God to the town. A lot of issues which are relevant to Chukas HaGoy, but let me end off with the words of the Chinuch. The Chinuch writes something interesting. The Chinuch ends off in Mitzvah Reish Samach Beis about that if someone follows the Jewish Minhagim and not doesn't go out to look at the Goyish Minhagim, he's promised Zaro Irash Aret. That's how he finished the Mitzvah. And that's how he finishes the Mitzvah. He says he's promised that his children, he'll have continuation. So the reason why, it seems to be from the Chinuch, the reason why we have so much assimilation is because even people who are on the higher level tend to follow Chukas HaGoy a bit here and there. And then they find it difficult explaining the children not to follow even more things. And slowly, slowly we become integrating to the customs of the Goyim, and slowly, slowly we lose out on our descendants following the Yiddish part.